hello listeners. I'm going to tell something about Noisy Square. My name is Jeroen van Bergen. I'm one of the Noisy Square organizers. Thank you for listening. I'm going to tell something about why we started Noisy Square and where we are going and etc. So we've been organizing Noisy Square together with a bunch of partners, which I'm gonna list first. And thank you for being part of that. This is Access Now, the Associated Whistleblowing Press, CryptoCat, RiseUp, Tor, TorService.net, Noyons, Bits of Freedom, ChokePoint Project, EFF, Fairphone de Waag, Free Press Unlimited, Gogbot, Greenhost, Hermes Center, Hifos, IMI, the Internet Protection Lab, ISAC, Planet Art, Pusky, Technical Tech, 5/5, and UseOTR. Really, UseOTR. So many of today's organizations have not only helped us financially, but also have contributed a lot of awesome workshops and lectures for us. I'm going to list some of the highlights which are going to happen in the next few days. One of them is the Digital Whistleblowing Roundtable. We're going to discuss quite a few interesting topics, actually. You can read more about it on our website, so I'll keep it brief, on noisysquare.com. It's basically going to be about the technical level, the social level, the legal level, and the editorial level. And it's more and more relevant after the Bradley Manning verdict came in yesterday that we need to have a discussion about this stuff, and we need to improve the current situation which we are in right now, is that not only whistleblowers are getting prosecuted for exposing war crimes and serious wrongdoing, but also the press outlets are being prosecuted. And in this case, it's WikiLeaks. And the New York Times and the Washington Post and the Guardian and Der Spiegel are not being investigated. It's only WikiLeaks because they have been a bit of a troublemaker. So together with a bunch of whistleblowers, former whistleblowers, the Associated Whistleblowing Press, Pedro Noel, and Smiley McCarthy from IMI, and various others, we will have a discussion and a roundtable where the public could ask some questions if you're here at OHM and the Noisy Square to see where we are going on a technical, legal, and other levels. Next to that, we have CryptoCat, which is a really usable web-based encrypted messaging client, which is pretty cool. Nadim is doing his talk right now. Next to that, we have the reality of the user, where information is being shared from human rights defenders and journalists and others who have been using a lot of these tools and share their experiences with these tools. And next to that, what is actually needed in certain parts of the world, what we don't really know of. So that's pretty exciting. Next to that, we have Bits of Freedom, who are doing a talk about envisioning our future, what's going to happen to our digital rights in the next 10 or 5 years or so. And the last highlight I'm going to name is from Sven Slotweg, who is going to talk when the party fan is at your doorstep, who got raided at his place about 2 weeks ago. So he's going to share his experiences when the police comes and raids you in the morning. So those have been the highlights. And next to that, I want to have a bit of an... I want to share with why we actually started the Noisy Square and a bit of an history of that. So originally, we started the idea to have a techno-activism Third Monday village. Techno-activism Third Mondays is the international meetup for techno-activists started by OpenITP. We combine the political, social, and technical levels of society. And it's happening all around the world. Mostly we discuss things about the challenges of surveillance and censorship and circumvention technology. And it's open for anyone interested in free and open technology. So there are various in the US, San Francisco, New York, Montreal in Canada, Amsterdam, and there's also Tokyo, and even like Stockholm is going to happen in the next few weeks or so. So when we did that, we kind of like were stuck at some point, is that there was a lot of controversy about O8SM, who was sponsored by Fox IT, who are kind of like infamous for hacking back proposals, Fox Replay for DPI inspection and analysis of wiretaps. Next to that, we have the police who kind of support the hacking back proposal and that kind of stuff, and others. So then we thought, like, are we gonna stop this? Are we gonna organize a counter event just outside of them? Are we gonna organize a really big village with a lot of other organizations so we can have a counter voice inside of them? And that is what we did. So we organized Noisy Square at that point. And after months of hard work and lots of laws, we are here together with a bunch of excellent organizations, non-NGOs and people who join in solidarity and let their voice hear all over Ulm and the world. Many of those work on important projects to improve the struggle we have been in for so long. Thank you for that. Sadly, yesterday, we have seen of the worst examples of the power of the state in the conviction of Bradley Manning. This shows more with the need for a strong cooperation between individuals fighting politically, in code or socially, to change the current repressive climate. The hacker community has always been open for discussion for around 25 years. We have helped, often for free, while the police never contributed anything back. We have been infiltrated, harassed, and threatened. Yet the hacker community thinks we are helping a good cause by working for the police or having a discussion with them. The other point people are making is that we need to keep the dialogue going. I say enough is enough. Our constitutional rights are being abused by governments infiltrating in computers of the people who are alleged criminals. Give them one finger and they will take your hand. We made this village for these reasons and for you. Treat it like it is your home and improve it whenever you feel like it. Our aim is to have another Noisy Square at CCC Camp in 2015. And I promised when I opened the Noisy Square that I'm going to organize the next OHM in 2017, which is going to happen, and we're going to like keep the fascists out. In solidarity, Dawa and Yura and all the others who have made Noisy Square possible. Thank you.